and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. On a chilly Wednesday in late May, my dining companions and I wrapped up a game of mini golf and headed to the Philmont Pub at 12 Main Street in Philmont.
God, this is a disaster.
We marched up a short set of stairs and through the front patio, a wooden deck where each table was occupied with diners warming themselves by conical heat lamps. Inside the main dining room, a musician was playing a live set on his steel guitar.
Do you want to go somewhere else?
With occasional harmonica.
I also do think that it will be fine because, like, you usually have a lot of background music anyway.
I can do some editing of that.
Which made parts of this segment difficult to record.
I do have a couple food specials tonight.
And the pub was buzzing with regulars.
Oh boy.
French onion soup.
Dotting bar stools and seated at tables.
I have a fried goat cheese and pizza.
Fashioned from custom slabs of refurbished wood.
Special jalapeno poppers.
We took a table in the corner and ordered
food. I've got teriyaki wings. Moving on to entrees. My special burger tonight is going to be a mozzarella, bacon, crispy straw, just a couple shrimp scampis left. One singular Philly cheesesteak left.
Wow. Wow.
From their robust selections of beer on draft.
I got whatever Luke has. Smutty Nose.
You got Smutty Nose.
What'd you get? Smutty Nose brown ale. Same.
Two dark lagers.
Flower power. Really yummy.
And a flower power IPA.
Okay, let's get those. Let's get.
Then studied the menu.
The Greek salad does not appeal to me at all.
An extensive collection of usual suspects.
Okay, let's get the white sauce.
Or we could also just get the Caesar.
Fries.
Okay, let's get
the
Caesar.
Or the cod.
Wings.
Hot with the blue cheese on the side.
Salads.
Let's get the wedge salad.
Deviled eggs.
Let's get the wedge salad.
Chips and dip.
Deviled eggs. Wow.
And entrees like nachos.
Do you want to share it? Do you want to do your own thing?
Quesadillas.
Why don't we get a lot of stuff?
A pulled pork sandwich.
I want to try the brat and potato pancake.
And a buttermilk fried chicken one. We landed on their loaded pub tater tots.
One burger, and the brat and potato pancake.
A wedge salad.
A cheeseburger. The brats and potato pancakes.
And brats.
Get a hot dog too?
With potato pancakes.
Why would we get a hot dog?
Just.
We also tried their buffalo wings and fries.
What do you get?
I would get buffalo wings. What about fries? I'm gonna order fries.
Burger, we have American cheddar, Swiss pepper jack.
Or pepper jack? What do you want?
Pepper jack sounds good.
Pepper jack.
The harmonica is getting brought out.
It's getting so brought out.
It looks, the harmonica is getting brought out.
I think he's been playing it.
Oh.
It feels like it has more of like a cult following than Governor's Cabin.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to be if you're out here in Philmont.
Wow.
Tater tots. I love the arrangement of the tater tots.
The loaded tater tots were served on a shiny miniature tray.
I like the way that the tater tots get like everything on them.
A bed of tots with melted cheese that had cooled and hardened.
Cheese?
Cheese,
scallions, bacon.
With a speckling of tiny red bacon bits.
And then a sriracha sour cream or something?
Scallions and a side of spicy mayo.
Like cheddar cheese and scallions and bacon bits?
That was oddly sweet. The wedge salad, a naked chunk of loose iceberg.
The blue cheese has infiltrated
with more bright red bacon bits.
Sprinkled bacon, sprinkled blue cheese, little chopped tomato.
Crumbled blue cheese and diced tomato.
Yeah. And then the dressing on the side, I don't know.
Came modified.
It's like half an iceberg head or something. Quarter of one.
With blue cheese dressing on the side.
I'm kind of getting into the blue cheese at this moment.
Mmm.
Yeah.
And a side of vinaigrette that I requested.
Vinaigrette.
our burger with pepper jack cheese.
Should I attempt to cut this burger into three?
Onions, tomato, and lettuce.
Do we all want a little ketchup on there?
On a vividly inoffensive bun.
You just were in the bathroom.
What did you say?
We said medium rare.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
Was slightly more rare.
Do you want to share this half with me of the burger?
Yeah.
Than medium rare. I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. The buffalo wings.
It's very like, the chicken is very tender.
Mm-hmm. An assortment of eight.
It has like a little tiny bit of
glimmering drumsticks and wingettes.
Breading on it.
Mm-hmm. Were glazed with truly spicy sauce.
It is like, it's not like not spicy.
And contained real juicy chicken meat. The French fries arrived slender and brown.
They're using really good ingredients. I think their menu items are like solid.
Cut from real potatoes with accompanying skins.
We need fries, like, I know we're going down here.
And we're pleasantly soft but not soggy. Oh, yes.
We need like extra table space.
We snapped into shared bites of plump bratwurst.
I have one more plate coming out.
Yeah.
I think we can
savory with spices.
We can fit it. We can fit it, right?
We'll just kind of put it.
And served with two medium-sized
potato pancake.
Mm-hmm. Potato pancakes.
Apple chutney,
which is really yummy.
As well as an apple chutney.
Cucumber and onion and yogurt.
And a mysterious yogurt sauce.
It's almost like a
Are you supposed to put that on top of the broth?
With big pieces of cucumber in it.
Together better?
I feel like I wonder if they were thinking like, oh, it's kind of like sour cream.
Right.
I guess he's an Xbox. I'm deliberating if I should get one of their seasonal pie slices, but I think I might. Should I do that?
We were not planning to get dessert.
Right, or what? You think you might want to be good?
I think I might be good. Yeah, I think I might be good.
But our server lured us.
So we have a cheesecake, we have blueberry pie, strawberry rhubarb, we have a peanut butter chocolate pie. We have an apple pie. We have a raspberry lemon curd. We have a banana cream pie, chocolate cream pie. We have a pear tart and a plum tart.
Jeez.
And we also have ice cream.
Wow.
We have vanilla chocolate or Matt's Big Fat Belly, which is a vanilla ice cream with dark chocolate-covered potato chips inside of it.
With a monologue.
Do you want to do a peanut butter pie?
Of pies and tarts.
I peanut butter, like, mousse with a chocolate swirl and a chocolate crust.
I'm kind of interested in the raspberry lemon curd pie. Is that a pie?
It's a little like tart.
We settled for strawberry rhubarb pie.
Or the strawberry rhubarb.
Let's do strawberry rhubarb.
One of the strawberry rhubarb?
Okay. Yeah, with some ice cream on the side.
Maybe let's try Matt's Fat Belly ice cream.
With a scoop of Matt's favorite ice cream.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Who's
Matt?
He has his favorite beer.
Yep, he's one of the owners. Yep.
Matt, we were told, is the owner.
It smells very fresh.
Stewed rhubarb.
Crust with a crust, you know? Buttery and...
I'm not really getting the, like, chocolate-covered potato chips.
I just got a little bit of potato chips.
Are they potato chips or are they just chocolate?
And the ice cream had chocolate-covered potato chips.
Because the pie kind of... The pie kind of needs a little moisture.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, I wonder if they made
it. I don't think they do.
I don't think they did.
They had way too many options for them to make it.
They did.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah. Something like four options. There were like 10 options.
No, there wasn't.
There was chocolate,
apple pie,
there was
chocolate
apple,
peanut butter,
strawberry, rhubarb,
raspberry,
the lemon thing.
The lemon was a tart, though. There's like five pies. But they probably didn't make them into this.
Maybe they're frozen. Forget you and forget her to set a fire.
bridge.